Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. And I would also thank all distinguished panel for their excellent contribution on topic one this morning. The Republic of Korea is of the view that while the UN treaties, including the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, OST, provide fundamental legal framework relating to peaceful space activities, this instrument alone cannot adequately address current and potential space threat, security threat. Some terminologies in these treaties, such as due regard and international consultation, as they were purported to mainly regulate peaceful space activities and were coined some half century ago, inevitably tend to be either ambiguous or limited in applicability when it comes to space security. Nonetheless, and as previous speakers have mentioned, we do recognize that some elements of the OST, for instance, can be applicable for our space security discussions. Article 1 and 3, for instance, state the principles of consideration for the benefit and in the interest of all countries. And the validity of existing international law, including the UN Charter in outer space. Equally important, we believe Article 9 is applicable as an important component of what would constitute responsible behaviors in space. It requires state to undertake appropriate international consultation before proceeding with any activity or experiment that would cause potentially harmful interference with activities of other state parties. This would form an important basis of transparency and confidence building measures in relation to space security. As such, the Republic of Korea is of the view that the OEWG would benefit from sharing the participants' interpretation of applicable elements of the existing international law with regard to specific actions and activities, as well as discussing on the formulation of complementary norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviors. I would stop here for now. Thank you, Mr. Chair.